Yes, 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 you're in the place to be. You digging in the crates with your boy DJ K Cash. Guest starring my homeboy DJ, the untouchable DJ Drastic in the house also. Hollering at your boy early. We got a special interview, special artist in the building today. We got the one and only Versus Simmons in the house. What's good, Versus? What's popping? Let me know what's good, brother. Say what up to the crowd for WMEC Radio.
What up, people? My name is Versus Simmons. It's good to meet the people on air. You already know. Just having fun here in New York, you know what I mean? I don't get to spend a lot of time here. Every time I've come here before, it's been like one time for like one day, 2 days. And then I'm gone, so it's great to be here promoting this single, Buy You Around, you know, that you hear in the background.
That's what's up, man. It sounds like a hot single. I've been listening to it on repeat for the last 15, and I got it blasted by my homeboy. The Bum Squad DJ's been blasting your records off, as always, man. Yeah. Shout out to everybody down there, man.
People have been really feeling it in the clubs, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Versus Simmons, what's good, man? Buy You Around. Where you got the concept for this song from?
You know, it was just something where I had a beat, man. I had a beat, and that's what he told me to say. I didn't have a concept going into the record. When the producer played the track for me, I was just like, yo. I just started laying it down, and it was like, it just came out like that. So, it's a real blessing, you know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. Yeah. Said you got that nice deal from Interscope Records. I bet you that was nice, man.
I mean, you know, it's cool. It's cool. You know, taking it one step at a time. It ain't really what everybody thinks it is when you have a deal. You know what I'm saying? You really still have to get down and grind for yours. You know what I mean? And get it popping the way you know how to get it popping. So it really is about just having a good team and everything. So Interscope is a part of the situation. But, you know what I mean? Me and my team, we get down for hours.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to my homeboy Dave House also put me on to you. Over at Interscope Records,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Dave. Shout out to Dave. Shout out to my man Ray. Shout out to Biddy.
Yeah, Cloud9 Radar.
Cloud9.
Yep.
A whole nine. Drastic finally entered the building. What's good, brother?
I'm blessed, sir. You know, blessed, stressed, the gift and the curse. 10 fingers, 10 toes, walking, talking, breathing, roof over my head, dinner on the table, come 7, 8 o'clock. I'm blessed, sir. Yourself?
Yeah.
So, Verse, what's it like coming from the Virgin Islands, brother?
Man, well, you know, you just got to get used to the big cities. Ain't nothing, though.
So, you was born out there?
I was born in Puerto Rico. I was raised in the Virgin Islands. I was raised in St. Thomas. And, you know, I just used to do some traveling from the Virgin Islands to the statesides when I was younger. Moved to Florida when I was younger before I came back to the Virgin Islands. And music just always been my passion, so I've just been following that. But it was great being raised in the Virgin Islands. Nice beaches and weather, as you see.
That's what's up, so man. Cool. Drastic, you got a question?
Yeah, let me ask you this, Verse. Yeah. What is or who are some of your inspirations, I should ask? Who are people that inspired you coming up in the game, whether it be from when you was a youngster or...
It was so many people that inspired me. I mean, like, music-wise, I listened to so many genres of music. It's like Bob Marley, then I have to go to like Babyface, I could say Boyz II Men, you know what I mean? Definitely like Nas, Jay-Z, you know what I mean? It's so many different genres of music. Then I still have Calypso artists and, you know what I mean, that I enjoy also, you know what I mean? We have Barris Hammond, who is a great reggae singer, you know what I mean? So it's just a wide variety of people that I listen to that inspire my music.
I noticed Barris Hammond's, that's conscious music. You like the conscious music, well, Garnet Silk.
Well, Barris Hammond ain't so much conscious music. He's like Marvin Gaye of the Caribbean.
The love tunes.
Yeah, the love tunes. Yes, yes,
yes, yes. Yeah. So you're a ladies' man.
Yeah, that's who I cater to, you know what I mean? I have a mixtape out called The Sex Tape Chronicles, you know what I mean? It goes hard, you know what I'm saying? I've been getting a lot of good reviews from it. A lot of people are really loving it, so.
The Sex Tape Chronicles, sounds like an interesting title there. I know the ladies been asking you, what's that about? Where'd you come up with the name of that?
It was just something that I felt like, you know, I was getting into, the name of my album is called Stories of a Bachelor, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like the Sex Tape Chronicles is a prequel to my album. And I really wanted people to get to know the type of artists that they're dealing with. So I felt like the body of work and the sexual content in it is why I called it the Sex Tape Chronicles. You know what I mean? I have some good storylines and everything in there.
Any features on that on the Sex Tape Chronicles that we should look out for?
I got a couple features, but it's just from Atlanta-based artists that I mess with. You know what I'm saying?
What's some of the artists you worked with in the A Town?
I worked with OJ the Juice Man.
Shout out to the Juice Man.
Yeah, I did I got a record with him. He got a record with me. I got a record with him. A dude named Young Dose down there.
Yeah, I heard of Young Dose. Atlanta. Shout out.
I got a record with him. I got a record with him too. Just Rock City. You know, Rock that's my
City.
Crew. You know what I mean? So
shout out to our city in the building as always. Yes.
So that's my people. So you know, we get it in the city, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had the pleasure of meeting our city while out on the road.
Yeah.
They're
good dudes.
Very good. Very good. A handful of cool people in this music industry as far as on the artist side.
Right.
And I know it's always comforting when you see somebody going through that same struggle.
Mm-hmm.
What is this? It's PTFAO.
PTFAO, that's the movement.
That's the movement.
Put
right
the effing album out.
There it is.
Wow, so what it stand for?
Put the effing album out.
That's pretty direct. Mentioned straight to the labels. Any other labels were courting you that you were considering to sign with besides Interscope?
I think it was a couple of them.
Who were you in negotiations with? Because I know the A&R world. In the A&R world, you got to know all the A&Rs. Because once you get one deal, everybody is calling.
What labels? Jive, Universal, Warner, J Records. Sony.
Sounds like you was everywhere. You had meetings
with everybody. I've had meetings with everybody, you know what I'm saying? It was just a matter of who moved the fastest, and Jimmy Iovine really moved the fastest when it came to that. It was like I went and I met him, and then it was like, okay, that was a Friday, so he was like, yo, I want to sign you, basically. So then by Monday, my lawyer had the contracts, you know what I'm saying? So
there it is.
It was a kind of a quick process as soon as I met him, you know what I mean?
And to all you underground artists out there, can you, if possible, can you walk us through what it was like when you had that meeting, when you decided that you would sign with Jimmy Iovine, and what exactly happened to the point where you put out this first single? Because we got a lot of listeners and a lot of misconfused artists that don't understand the exact process when you have that final meeting and then you get that single out. It could either be a river, it could be a stream, it could be a puddle, or it could be an ocean.
Right. You know, the funny thing about that is signing to a label thing was really just like a technicality kind of thing. It's like something that you want to do to further your career, but at the same time, regardless, I was moving forward with my artistry. You feel me? My single that I have out, By You Around, is something that me and my team started to move first before the label even got.
So it wasn't a song that was created when you signed with the label and they linked you up with a certain producer. No. It was something that you guys worked on the road. Because I know from being on the road, y'all takes probably out all a year, maybe 2 years even, takes working this song.
Yeah.
What are some of the areas where you performed and some of the areas that you was working this music at?
I was working mainly in Atlanta. You know what I mean? The song is really, really strong in Atlanta. It started going to other places. It started going down up to Virginia and North Carolina. It just started going and just started moving on its own. But Atlanta is really what been supporting the record so much.
So your home base of support, besides the Virgin Islands, of course, is Atlanta, A-Town. That's your second home away from home.
Yep, definitely.
That's what's up, man.
Let me ask you this verse. I had the opportunity to listen to the album.
Yep.
And I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Thank you.
What are some of the things that inspired you to basically write some of your music? Obviously I heard it, listeners haven't. So if you could just give like a briefing as far as what else the fans will look for on your debut project.
You know what it is like for me, it's like on my album is really stuff that I've gone through, and I feel like it's called Stories of a Bachelor, so it's like any single male will be able to relate to it, but then at the same time I'm speaking to a female audience. So it's like, I feel like I'm saying really what every dude want to tell a girl. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's what my album is, Stories of a Bachelor. It's basically stories that I and every other male have probably gone through just in music.
And it is.
You know what I'm saying?
It is.
You were at the listening session and you heard Swindle. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Swindle. Which was I think a lot of people really like, because it's a story about a guy going to a girl's house, right, and
if ain't gonna take care of it.
You know, she thinks she already set it up like it's going down. It's you know what I mean? You get there and she said, Hold up, we can't go there. You just got swindled, homeboy.
That's real. That's a lifetime story. You fellas out there don't know, you will get swindled or jacked.
Yeah.
It's good to see some R&B artists.
Mm-hmm. See, just music. I like to call it Island B.
Island B.
Yeah.
Just musicians, period, keeping it real. Because you got a lot of artists out there just
mm-hmm. But I feel
placing
like it's,
false goals out there, man.
I feel like it's so much things we could talk about. You know what I mean? Music to give us the opportunity to talk about so many different things. So why not speak about them?
So what is one message that you like the consumer or your audience to get from your music when they hear it? The one singular message.
Creativity is still alive.
And stay alive.
Creativity is still alive.
Because the music does sound different from anything that's out right now. Mm-hmm. So I know how it is getting in on those radio stations dealing with a lot of different formats. Mm-hmm. How do you find on which exact music stations you should be approaching with your music? Because mm-hmm. I know sometimes I used to see my friends at VP Records and certain other labels mm-hmm. that used to bring artists to certain radio stations, and they would immediately turn them away because they don't fit in with the quote unquote format.
Right.
How do you get around that stumbling
You know what?
Block?
I think what the easiest way to get around a situation like that is to not focus on the radio station. You focus on the actual people, the people that you're surrounded by. Because those are the people you want to like the record. Because at the end of the day, if the people around you like the record, it's going to go to the radio. You know?
Right.
People want to hear music that they like. So you have to make sure that they get it. And they're comfortable. So, you know, you have to do a lot of groundwork. You got to do a lot of shows, performances around your city. Letting people know that, you know, you're talented and this is what you do.
Mm. Definitely.
Let them know how hard it is for any artist that's listening. Mm-hmm. And the feeling overall, just to have a comfort zone, if you will.
Mm-hmm. So, tell me the question again.
All right, for instance, I know there might be a lot of artists that are listening that are looking to get on, and they think that it's a comfortable situation overall once you get with a label.
Okay.
But the comfort zone being your place where you are mm-hmm. at the label, not necessarily the label mm-hmm. giving you that platform.
Right.
You understand? Like, you make your own situation. In
right. Right. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's a business. So people really think that once you get signed, then that's it. You know, you good. You know what I mean? But really, it's not really like that. It's like you go to any bank and you ask them for a loan. You know what I'm saying? They say, okay, I'll give you this loan because I believe in, you know, what you want to invest in. Right? I give you this loan. I want this amount back. And these are the terms. So here's the money that I'm going to give you to start out. But after that, they don't really do that much.
Right.
Unless you have something behind you mm-hmm. moving, which is your team and the people around you to keep you as a work in progress. Because at the end of the day, you have to be focused on the people and not the business aspect. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a creative thing.
That's important. Independent artist, listen to Verse Simmons. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. We're going to get right into that single right now, because we got to let the people hear it. Because it's banging out the streets. You could call your peoples in ATL and ask them yourself.
And the Virgin Islands.
And the Virgin Islands.
And
Virginia. Yeah, and North Carolina.
And soon to be New York. It's on New 106 York. And Park now.
Oh, yeah. So you got to get that plug.
Yesterday, you know what I'm saying?
Number 10. Look out for that video.
For me, you know what I mean? Wonderful. Everybody, please.
Request,
you know, call
it.
In, request that. It. You know, go on BET.com, request that. Call it. Your radio stations, request it. You know, I need that love.
And it's a banger.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's also on iTunes, so you can get that.
Get that.
Definitely
99
go,
cents.
Go out and support that. You are now.
Don't bootleg.
Exactly.
My man's single. Don't bootleg my man's
VerseSimmons.com. VerseSimmons.com. You can find all my info there.
Spend the dollar. Yeah. Buy the album.
Yeah. Definitely.
Support good music.
Of course. And we're going to get right into the single right now.
Crazy.
Buy Around. Up and down, up and down.
Crazy.
Buy Around, as they call it.
It's a cosign.
Buy you a round. Yes.
I like it. It's sexy.
Buy you a round. You heard that? Yes, you got to buy them ladies a round. If you ain't buying them a round, you're not doing
nothing.
Stop being
stingy.
Don't
come to the club looking fresh and you're not even going to buy the woman a drink.
You'll get shut down.
Right. You need
enough is enough. Stop it.
You need to get her a good drink and give her some good conversation and then take it back to the house. You know what I mean?
Without that drink, it's not going to happen.
Definitely. Now we now on with Digging in the Crates versus Simmons. We're going to get into his new single right now. Buy You a Round.
Go ahead.
Ladies on WMEC Radio. Holla at your boy. DJ K Cash, DJ Drastic.
You know what it is.
The Untouchable, of course. Boom Blast. Zane. Ooh. You hear it drop. Give you a little.
Go ahead.
But.
Yeah. I got to ask you, though.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Who produced the record?
A dude named Miko.
Okay.
Yeah, his name is Miko. He goes by Miko the Great.
All right.
I clown him on that name, but yeah, that's what he goes by, you know? Okay. Yeah, he's a great producer, though. He did this track. I just kind of heard it. I was like, I don't think anybody heard that melody that I did to it. I was like, because everybody's like, yo, where you found that melody from? I was like, I don't know. You know what I mean? But
who are some of the producers on your album that you're working with? Or the Indie Cats or?
Rodney Jerkins, definitely on the album. Red One, he did a lot of Lady Gaga's music.
Right.
My production company, me and my partner Sham, the Juggernauts.
Big it up.
The Juggernaut. Shout out to the Juggernauts. If you want some beats from the Juggernauts, yeah, where can they contact you?
VarsSimmons.com.
VarsSimmons.com, yeah. There it is.
So all you artists coming up,
mm-hmm,
that's the way to get them on your track. You get that hot track,
might be able
to get them on the hook.
Yep.
Don't get it twisted, man. And I see you from that's the Caribbean.
It might cost you.
Any other Caribbean artists that you see yourself working with in the near future?
You know what? I met Rihanna today.
Bomba.
So
things are going.
I'm gonna try and walk that out. To work it out, you know?
Yeah, it is. I think that would be a great collaboration.
That would be a great collaboration right there. Yeah, so be on the lookout for that.
Robin.
For that Verse Simmons and Rihanna joint, you know, hitting the top 40 charts real soon.
Let's hope for
I
that.
I could definitely see it.
And we gonna wrap up the artist showcase on Digging in the Crates like this.
Crazy.
Any lasting words you wanna leave with the fans up here in New York?
Yo, make sure you look out for you find my mixtape, Google it, Sex Tape Chronicles. You can go to my website, versesimmons.com. Follow me on Twitter, Verse to Hook. That's VERSE, the number 2, HOOK. Find me on MySpace. That's / Verse Simmons.
I'm just about to tell you that. You got to plug that MySpace too.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So get at me. I'm here. Buy you around, ladies.
Definitely, yo. And all the peoples out there, you hear where you can find them at. Make sure you check out and vote for that on 106 and Park. Buy you around. It's number 10 right now. We need to see that at number one.
Number one.
When's the album coming?
Are we looking at this far?
This fall? Beautiful.
This fall, yep.
All right, beautiful. Album to be slated in the fall.
Tell them the name of the album one more time.
Stories of a Bachelor. Make sure y'all get that.
Don't bootleg
it. Stories of a Bachelor.
And we going to make sure we get a little drop from you so we plug that album so we going to keep it moving while the album is coming.
If I catch any bootleggers with a Verse Simmons, I'm kicking the stand down. I'm taking the bag of bootlegs. I don't care if you an Asian woman.
Yeah.
I don't care if you all a Haitian man.
Yeah.
I'm taking all the bootlegs. And I'm going to get him to my bootleg guy so I make the money.
Yeah.
Except for Verse Simmons.
No bootlegs.
Definitely.
No bootlegs. I'm just being funny, people. Go support the artist. 99 cents to get the single. If you don't buy the album, buy the single.
Get it off of iTunes.
Get it out there. Rap don't
City,
be cheap. This
everywhere.
Is art.
Yep.
And you got to love it, man. You got to love it.
And as you float out of the studio right now, I'm going to run this joint off your mixtape. Could you introduce this joint right here? I'm about to play off
this is a song off my mixtape, The Sex Tape Chronicles. It's called Come To Me. Check it out.
Yes, on WMEC Radio.
Y'all know what it is.
Holla at your boy.
Come on.
Digging in the Crates. Artist Profile.